Chapter 40. Sunny dropped Molly in Paradise and kept going to Boston, on her way to pick up her dog, Rosie. Molly said she could spend the night in Boston if she wanted and come back in the morning. Sunny said she hadn't been dismissed by the boss and would be back sometime after dinner.
"Since you're now referring to Jesse as your boss," Molly said, "wouldn't this fall into the category of workplace romance?"
"Turns me on just thinking about it," Sonny said.
"What doesn't these days?" Molly said.
Now Molly and Jesse were in his office in the late afternoon.
"So, where's Bo?" Jesse said. "From what you guys saw, it's like he left and has no immediate plans for coming back."
"Does that make him more of a suspect?" she said.
"Doesn't make him less of one."
"It certainly does not," she said.
"You checked out Hasty?" Jesse said.
"If he was orchestrating all this from Concord," Molly said, "he was doing it on a phone somebody smuggled in for him."
"Email?"
"He's not on call links," Molly said. "It's a way for federal prisoners—"
"I know what it is, Molls."
She gave him a thumbs up and a look.
"And I should know you'd know," she said. "If he's emailing people on the outside, he's found a way to game the system."
"Once a slippery bastard, always a slippery bastard," Jesse said.
"What about the missus? She been to visit recently?"
"According to the logs," Molly said, "the only time she went to see him was to bring him their divorce papers, about 5 years into his stretch."
"Stretch?" Jesse said. "You watch too much TV."
"Do not."
"You went that far back?"
"You know me," she said. "I went all the way back."
She put her head back, closed her eyes, sighed loudly.
"God, I need a drink."
As soon as she said it, she came forward in her chair, hands up, as if surrendering.
"Sorry," she said.
"Don't be," he said. "I need one, too."
"So what do we do now?"
Jesse said, "I call the chief up in Biddeford and tell him that you went up there and why. Maybe have him keep an eye on the house."
"I assume you'll be leaving out the part about me and your girlfriend breaking and entering?"
"She's not my girlfriend."
"Sure," Molly said. "Go with that."
After Molly left, he closed the door, reached into the top drawer of his desk, and took out the file he'd been keeping on Paul Hutton, spread everything out on the desk in front of him. Went all the way back, the way Molly had on Hasty. Reread the notes he'd taken in Florida after his meeting with Karen Bowles, who'd told Jesse about Paul Hutton having been an orphan. In the quiet of his office, with the last of the afternoon sun knifing through the blinds behind him, he stared down at the page in front of him and underlined "orphan" now. Twice. He was guessing Paul Hutton was around 40 when he died. Maybe more, maybe less. He'd told Karen Bowles that he'd grown up in that area. Jesse wondered now how many orphanages there were in that part of Florida that would have been in business around the time Paul Hutton was born. Maybe he hadn't gone back far enough trying to figure out who the guy was. Jesse got up now and opened the door. Suit was still at his desk. Jesse waved him over.
"Got another job for you," he said,
then told Suit what he needed. In the morning, Jesse was on the first flight from Boston back to Palm Beach, thinking he was the only guy up here who turned into a snowbird in the middle of summer.